Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Rick Mulready here. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out of your day to come hang out with me today. Really appreciate that. This is episode number 101, and today I'm going to be doing a follow-up show based on what we talked about last week in episode number 100. Now, if you've not yet listened to that, not a big deal. You'll still get a ton out of today's episode, but I do encourage you to go back and listen to that episode. If you have listened to it, you know that I shared the easiest and the fastest way to create a high converting sales funnel in your business. We talked about reverse engineering your sales funnel, starting from your end goal and then working backwards through to your Facebook ads. Now, today, we're going to be talking about how to measure the effectiveness of your Facebook ads funnel and how to improve your results. This topic really came from, I was recently at a private small group coaching event that Amy Porterfield held at her house, and I was helping the attendees there. And I was talking with a few different people who we were kind of breaking down their sales funnel. Their sales funnels were already running, and we were looking at the stats along their sales funnels, and they really didn't know how well their sales funnels were truly performing. You know, they weren't really sure what the benchmarks were, if you will, of, you know, the metrics along their sales funnel. And so as we were breaking things down, I was looking at their stats. I was like, holy cow, these metrics are awesome. Like, you're like, this is really, really good. But they just didn't know that. So today we're going to be talking about these metrics that you need to be aware of along your sales funnel, how to measure your own results of your sales funnel. I'm going to share some benchmarks for you so that you know if your results are on track, and then how to improve each step in your sales funnel if your results could be better based on the benchmarks that we're talking about here today. Now, before we jump into it, I do have a couple of things, but I want to tell you that I just finished recording this episode here, and I went all the way through. I was super pumped about it, really, really happy with it. And I flipped back over to my recording software and to hit stop, and yeah, didn't even record. So I've already been through this. So hopefully this is a really, really good one going through the second time. And also, before we jump into the episode today, I do want to let you know that I'm getting ready to reopen the doors to my flagship Facebook ads program, the FB Advantage, which teaches you step-by-step how to automate leads and sales in your online business. Now, I've made some changes to the program this time around, so it's a bit different than what it's been in the past. The FB Advantage is now tailored for online businesses. So if you have an online business that you're looking to grow and automate, the FB Advantage is definitely for you. Now, if you're a local business, I have the FB Advantage Local, which I just finished taking 60 founding members through. at the time I'm recording this anyway. So I'm going to be opening the doors to that program to the public, if you will, in October. Okay. And then if you're somebody who manages Facebook ads for other businesses, or you'd like to start doing that, I've got a specific program coming out just for you later this year. I'm super, super pumped about all of these different programs. So depending on what type of business that you are, you've got specific needs and they're going to be addressed in these respective courses. Now, to celebrate the reopening of the FB Advantage, I'm going to be doing a series of live online training workshops where I'm going to be teaching you exactly how to create an automated Facebook ad system that gets leads and sales every day with Facebook ads for your online business. And I've added a fourth time. So there's going to be four live trainings over September 14th, 15th, and 16th. That is next week, depending on when you're listening to this. And to register for a day and time that works best for you, just go to rickmulready.com/FB training. Now, in each of the workshops, you're going to learn the exact 7-step formula for automating leads and sales every single day with Facebook ads. We're going to get into the most effective strategies that are working right now on Facebook for growing your email list and making sales. We're going to talk about my proven system for turning cold Facebook ads traffic into qualified leads for your business and then quickly turning those leads into paying customers. You're going to discover brand new strategies that are working right now to ensure a return on the money that you're spending on your ads. I mean, after all, it's about giving Facebook a dollar and getting $5, $10, $20 in return. And then I've got a bunch of case studies for you. We're going to go behind the scenes of 5-, 6-, and 7-figure online businesses who are automating their revenue and reaching more of their target customers every single day. So again, 4 live times over September 14th, 15th, and 16th. So go to rickmulready.com/FB training and register for a day and time that works best for you right there. All right, let's get into how to measure the effectiveness of your Facebook ads funnel and then improve the results of that funnel. So again, last week in episode 100, we went through an exercise showing you exactly how to quickly create a sales funnel in your business by reverse engineering the steps from your end goal. Okay. Now, once that sales funnel is running, what results or metrics do you look at and how do you know if they're good? And for this conversation, we're going to start from the beginning with your Facebook ads. Last week, we started from the end and reverse engineered. Now, for this conversation, from a metrics perspective, we're going to start from the beginning with your Facebook ads. Okay. And we talk obviously a lot here on the podcast about your Facebook ads and metrics and so forth. So I just kind of want to break down some key metrics for you when it comes to your Facebook ads, because this is the top. This is the first step in your sales funnel. And for this example that I'm going to go through here, I'm going to assume that your goal is to get people to opt into your email list or maybe register for a webinar. So the first stat that you want to be looking at, the first metric, is your cost per lead. Everyone always asks me, Rick, what's a good cost per lead? What should I be shooting for? And the answer to that is it varies. It varies from niche to niche. You know, what might be really good for somebody in one niche might be awful for somebody in another niche. And what it really comes down to is once you're able to know exactly for every X amount of dollars that I spend on a lead, I can make, you know, this much money back. So my customer value is this, and I can pay to get that lead into my sales funnel, you know, for Y. So that is the ultimate to get to. But with that said, I do want to kind of give you a rough guideline, and I can't stress that enough. It's a rough guideline for the type of cost per lead that you probably should be shooting for. And I'm making a big assumption for you, my audience here listening to the podcast. Okay. So I'd like to see, try and shoot for $8 and under. Now, again, if you're getting a $9, $10, $11 cost per lead and you're still making great money on it, then okay, then you know your numbers like that. But if you're just trying to figure out, okay, what kind of cost per lead should I be shooting for? I would say try and shoot for $8 and under. Now, again, that is a generality. You know, don't be telling people, well, Rick Mulready told me that my cost per lead should be this, but what I'm really seeing is this. But in general, I would like to see you get under $8, $8 and under. Okay. As far as a click-through rate goes, I like to see a click-through rate of at least 1%. So I like to call that sort of bottom of the barrel, 1% and above on your click-through rate. on your cost per click, again, this is going to be like, this is going to vary a lot, just like your cost per lead, but your cost per click, I'd like to see it under a dollar. So a dollar or under. Now your cost per click, again, it could be a little bit more, could be a little bit, you know, could be definitely under, but I'd like to see you under a dollar on that cost per click. A couple other stats, relevancy score and frequency. On the relevancy score, just to kind of recap what that is a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest of how relevant your ad is that you've created to the audience that you are targeting your ad to. You know, are people engaging with it? Are they clicking on your ad? Are they liking it, sharing it, commenting, etc.? 7 to 10 is really, really good. So you're doing very, very well on the relevancy score. If you're in sort of that 4 to 6 range, not too bad, but I would keep an eye on that ad, especially if you're on that sort of 4 range on the relevancy score. If you're in that 1 to 3 range, I would definitely be looking at the other stats for your Facebook ads to figure out what might be going on there, because that's on the much lower end of the scale, not 1 to 10 scale. When it comes to frequency, I like to see between 1 and 4. Okay, so once you get above 4, in my experience and the way that I teach it, you know, once you get above 4, people are seeing your ad a little bit too much and they start to tune that bad boy out. And so I like to keep my frequency under 4. Okay, now if we're driving our Facebook ad to a blog post, then our objective would be clicks to website, and we would be looking at what our cost per click is and then what our click-through rate is. And the same thing goes, click-through rate above 1%, you know, 1% or above, and then the cost per click under a dollar. Again, generally, I want to kind of give you some very general benchmarks here. I want to keep saying in general here, okay? So our Facebook ad, those are the stats we want to look at. So that's sort of the first step in our sales funnel to figure out, you know, how effective our sales funnel is starting out with our Facebook ad. And then we can either just, like I just mentioned, send people from our Facebook ad to a blog post, or we can send our Facebook ad to an opt-in page or a registration page. So if we're sending people to a blog post, we want to make sure that, you know, and I say blog post, that could be a video, that could be some sort of content on your website. You want to make sure that there is an opt-in available on that page so people can opt in while they're there. Okay. So there you want to be looking at how many people are landing on my page versus opting in. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm not sure what a good percentage should be of those people who are landing on a piece of content and opting in versus somebody who's landing on an opt-in page and opting in. Because if you're sending people from your Facebook ad to an opt-in page where they're going to download your guide or a cheat sheet or whatever, or a webinar registration page, I would definitely like to see that conversion rate 20% or above. So if you're below 20%, then you need to look at how you can increase the conversion rate. And the first thing I would recommend that you look at is, what is the consistency? What's the congruency between the ad and the landing page? So are you using the same wording on your ad that you are on your landing page? Or I should reverse that. Are you using the same wording on your landing page that you are on the ad? Are you using the same types of images? If you have an image in your ad, are you using the same types of image on your landing page, you know? So you want it to be a very consistent experience for somebody who clicks on your ad, they go to your landing page, and then they say, oh, okay, I'm in the right place. So 20% and above on the opt-in page or the registration page. If you're using a tool like Lead Pages, they give you that right in the tool itself. Within Lead Pages, they'll tell you exactly what the conversion rate is. Now, if you are not using Lead Pages, you have to calculate this manually. All you have to do is look at the number of clicks that are coming from your ad to the landing page and then compare that to the number of people who are actually opting in on that opt-in page or the registration page. Okay. The next step in our sales funnel, once people either opt into our email list or register for a webinar, is, well, they're going to be on our email list or they're going to come to our webinar. So if they're on your email list and you're emailing them and you're building that relationship with them, you're going to make an offer to them within that email follow-up series. Well, you really want to be looking at, what are the open rates of the emails that you're sending them? Okay. The average open rate for emails is roughly between 10 and 20%. Again, rough estimate here. So if you're above that, you're doing great. If you're in that sort of range, you know, you're doing about average. If you're below that, you might want to look at your subjects for your emails and try to make them more compelling so that people want to open up your emails. Now, with the other stat when it comes to emails is what is the click rate? What is the percentage of people who are clicking on links within your emails to go to, say, you know, a sales page, for example, which we're going to talk about here in just a second. The average click rate, again, this is going to be a very general guideline, is roughly 2-4% for your click rate within your emails. Very general, again. So if you're above that, you're doing great. If you're below that, you know, if you're at like 1%, I would say still not, you know, you're still doing okay. If you're at like 0%, something's up. Now, the people I was working with at Amy Porterfield's event, they were seeing, we're looking at their email sequence, and one guy had an average of 45% open rate on his emails, and he just didn't realize how good that was. And I was like, heck yes, dude, that is awesome. Good for you, man. And then another woman had, she was doing a 30-day challenge, and she was sending 12 emails out over a 30-day period. The open rate on her first email was like 85%. The open rate on the last email in the 30-day sequence, so the 12th email in her sequence, she was getting a 45% open rate on that email. That's awesome. And she just didn't quite know that that was so good. And so I just really want to, you know, encourage you to look at those rates and also give you some benchmarks here from which to compare it to. I wouldn't compare it to the two examples I just gave you. I would look at average open rates of roughly 10 to 20%. Now, if you're sending people from your opt-in page or your registration page, I should say, to a webinar, two stats that I want you to be aware of. What is your show-up rate to the webinar? And then what is your conversion rate once people are on the webinar? Okay, so the average show up rate is roughly 20 to 30%. Now, this is for a live webinar. So roughly between 20 and 30% is the average show up rate. So if you are below that, then you know that you need to look at, okay, how do I get more people to show up live to my webinar? If you're above that, you're doing really, really well. Now, on the conversion rate, this is what is the percentage of people who are on the webinar and who are actually buying from you? They're actually converting, quote unquote. Now, the average conversion rate is roughly between 4 and 6%. Depending on who you talk to, you might get some different numbers. That's the, what I've seen. And between my own stuff and a lot of people I talk to and my students, roughly between 4 and 6%, okay? So again, if you're just below that, not a big deal. You know, it's an opportunity for you to make some improvements. If you're above that, rock on, you are doing some good stuff there. But again, and I'm going to kind of recap this at the end, you know, knowing these numbers along the way, along your sales funnel, this is what helps you figure out what to focus on in your funnel, because you've heard the saying a million times, I've talked about it a lot too, is you've got to know your numbers. And this is why. Once you know your numbers, then you can figure out, okay, where do I need to make tweaks in my sales funnel? Oh, my metrics, my stats are pretty low over here, so I know I need to work on my email follow-up series or my opt-in page or my Facebook ad or whatever it is. Knowing your numbers is going to allow you to make decisions based on the data that your sales funnel is showing you. Okay. Now, the next step in your sales funnel here is likely going to be a sales page. So people clicking off one of your emails that you've done, clicking through to your sales page, or people clicking through from your webinar to your sales page. Okay. Now, and again, I'm just making a sort of a general example here that we're doing for this sales funnel here, but the average, roughly, again, roughly your average conversion on a sales page is going to be about 2%. And again, that kind of depends on how they're getting to the sales page. What kind of, you know, sequence are they going through in order to get there? Are they going right to the sales page? It depends on the price of whatever the product or service is that you're offering. Depends on what you're offering. It depends on a lot of different things, but roughly about a 2% conversion on your sales page. Okay. And then after the sales page, they get to the order form. And then once they complete the order form, then they become one of your customers. Okay. So just to kind of recap backwards again on that sales funnel, and this is what we talked about last week in episode number 100, is we start with our end goal in mind. Someone becomes a paying customer. What's the previous step that needs to happen in order for that to take place? They complete the order form. What's the step that needs to happen before that to get somebody to our order form? Well, for many people, they have to click on, you know, from your sales page to the order form. Now, that also could be clicking directly from an email to an order form. But again, we're working backwards. What are the steps that need to happen in order for somebody to become a paying customer? So prior to the sales page, there's either an email series. So someone's clicking from an email series into a sales page, or maybe there's a webinar that they will go to a sales page from there. The step previous to that, how do we get people into our email series or onto our webinar? There's either an opt-in page or a registration page. What's the step previous to that to get somebody to our opt-in page? Well, that could be directly from our Facebook ad. So Facebook ad directly to an opt-in or registration page, or maybe that is Facebook ad to a blog post, and then we're retargeting those people to get them onto our email list or register for a webinar, okay? And so now that we know what our numbers are, we know exactly where we need to focus in our sales funnel. We know where we need to focus our efforts to improve the effectiveness and the conversion rate of our sales funnel. So if your Facebook ads are doing really, really well, your opt-in page, you know, the conversion rate's really high, but then your email open rates are not very good, thus people are not really clicking in your emails to make a purchase, well, now you know that you need to fix something within your email series. And I would start with the subject lines to improve those open rates. And then if your open rates are pretty good, but nobody's clicking in your emails, well, now you know that you need to focus on improving the copy within your emails. So does that make sense? So we have to break down our sales funnel, look at each step along the way, and you got to know your numbers so that you can make educated decisions on where you should focus your time to make improvements. And again, this is all a numbers game. We talk about this all the time. Paid traffic is all a numbers game. So once you get your sales funnel converting, then it's just how many people can we get into our sales funnel to turn that $1 or $2 into, you know, $2, $4, $5, $10 in return. So it's just a numbers game, and it's refining the sales funnel to make sure that it's humming along. The last thing I want to say about this is that don't forget to be using retargeting to move people further along your sales funnel. So if somebody, for example, clicks on your Facebook ad but doesn't opt in when they get to your landing page, well, use retargeting to try to get them back to your landing page so that they can opt in. You always want to be using retargeting to help people move through your sales funnel one step at a time. So like just say, for example, if somebody lands on your sales page but doesn't buy, well, you can use retargeting to get them back to the sales page to hopefully purchase. Because again, remember that just because somebody lands on your landing page or your sales page and doesn't buy or opt in doesn't mean they're not interested. They could be distracted or for whatever reason. So that's where retargeting can come into play and be really helpful for moving people along your sales funnel. So know your numbers. That is going to help you make a data-based decision on how to make improvements or where to make improvements and focus your time in your sales funnel. Cool? Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, I am reopening the FB Advantage, and I'm super pumped about it. And I've made some changes to it. So again, it's now tailored for online businesses. So if you've got an online business that you're looking to grow and automate, the FB Advantage is definitely for you. And to celebrate the reopening of the new program here, I'm going to be doing a series of live online training workshops where I'm going to be teaching you how to create an automated system that gets leads and sales every single day with Facebook ads for your online business. We're going to be breaking that down step by step by step. There's going to be four live times. Like again, I have added a fourth live time over September 14th, 15th, and 16th. That's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And that's actually next week when this episode comes out. So to register for a day of time that works best for you, go to rickmulready.com/FB training. Thank you so very much for listening to today's episode. As always, very much appreciate it. Coming up in the next episode, we've got a great one, if I do say so myself. It's a lesson on figuring out exactly how much to spend on your Facebook ads if you want to have a successful webinar. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode. Rick Mulready here. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Super pumped that you took. Once you have set up your Facebook ads funnel and to how to talk about, it doesn't make sense.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.